When I left you yesterday, I had told you about Moses taking up an offering at the direction of God. God told Moses, said, I want you to speak to the people and tell them to give an offering. And Moses did so. He stood up before the people and he told them what God had told him. And he told Moses, when you receive this offering, let them make me a sanctuary. Why would God need a sanctuary? God lived in the throne room of heaven. He had everything he needed. He had angels which ministered to all of his wishes. Yet God is saying, I want a sanctuary. Listen to the reason. He said that I may dwell among them. God desired to dwell among his people. He wanted to have communication with them, fellowship with them. You remember when Adam and Eve was in the garden? God would come down in the cool of the day, and there he would fellowship with his creation. God wanted to dwell among them. Even though they were living in tents, God said, I'll live in a tent also. I want you to build me a tent to live in that I can dwell among you. I want you to prepare me a residence whereby that people could drop in to visit with me. People could come by with their problems and they could talk to me. Listen to what the Bible says. Leviticus chapter 8, verse 3. He told Moses, gather thou all the congregation together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. There God would meet with them. It was at the door that they were to come to. Doesn't that remind you of what Jesus said? Jesus said, I am the door, and no man can come to God except through the door. And when people would sin and they would do wrong, they were commanded to bring their trespass offerings unto the door of the tabernacle. And it came to pass, the Bible says, that every one which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle, which was without the camp. Moses had pitched this big giant tent just outside the camp. The people could not mistake it for another's tent. They could always look to the big tent just outside the camp. It was the big tent, beautifully decorated. They couldn't miss it. They couldn't get lost. It was always there, just outside the camp. It was a beacon for all of those who would seek the Lord. And when one would sin, he could go to the door of this tabernacle, bring his trespass offerings before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle, and he would be accepted. The tabernacle was also a place where God conducted business. You remember in Numbers the 12th chapter, when Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman that he had married. And they said, hath God indeed spoken only by Moses? Has not God also spoken by us? And the Bible says that the Lord heard it. You cannot speak anything in secret. The Lord hears every word that you say. And what did God do when he heard this? The Bible says that the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron and unto Miriam. And he says, come out, you three, unto the tabernacle. And they three came out. God had invited them up to his place to have a little sit down. And when they came into the tabernacle, God appeared in the doorway. Here's what the Bible says about that. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth. And then he said this, hear what I'm telling you. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream. But my servant Moses is not so. With him, I'm going to speak mouth to mouth, not in dark speeches. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? The anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. God spoke his peace and turned and walked away. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God. And the Lord said unto Moses, Let her be shut outside the camp. And it was so. God is open for business today. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.